Okay, rather than making you read this and making me write it out really nicely, I'm going to give you a whirlwind overview of Perfect Confidence Workshop. So here it goes, following my loose notes. Part one, going to welcome, hook curiosity into the main points, intrigue people, etc. Sorry, I'm going to stop explaining. I'm just going to tell it. Welcome to the Perfect Confidence Workshop, and that is exactly what I want each one of you to take with you when you walk out of the doors of this workshop tomorrow afternoon or this evening or whatever. When you have perfect confidence, you will breathe through life. When there's something you got to get done, you'll just do it. Life will be so much more simple, and you won't have all the inner drama that maybe you've suffered from before. When you want to meet someone, you'll walk up and introduce yourself or say hello. You want a new opportunity or an old one, you'll do it with new comfort and enjoyment. And if you want actual swagger, you can have that too. That's what I mean by perfect confidence. And it's going to blow your mind how simple it is. But we're going to go through all kinds of complexity to help you really integrate that simplicity. Look around the room and you'll see that we're a diverse group of people with all different levels of confidence and stuff. Skip that. I'm not going to use that part actually. We're also going to debunk a lot of, for example, a lot of people think, and where it comes from, telling yourself, I'm good enough and people like me, affirmations, right? It comes from being valued by other people. All those things, they make minor contributions to your confidence, but believe it or not, absolutely not, categorically not where confidence facilitate as you discover your confidence. Find a methodical approach of going about this that will deliver over the next. This will steadily or dramatically grow as you listen and dance and express yourself. We'll give you all the tools to keep it moving in that upward direction. So we're going to make 20 points. I've got 20 points, valuable, incredibly valuable points we're going to make. And number one, the first one is you'll be amazed at how simple and how, at first, you're not going to believe me, but this is, and that is confidence is a choice more than anything else, but it's a choice that happens deep down through all your different layers, through your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, your heart. We'll go through all that detail. But I want you to get started right now. There's no need, no reason to wait until you understand it. Make that choice. It'll be way more effective if you just make the choice now, building it, and you'll feel that grow inside you. I want everybody in the room, and I want you to just think in your mind something like, I choose to be okay if that doesn't make now. It will. Trust me, it will. For now, just try that on. Think that several times, run that through your mind, that affirmation, maybe you can call it that. Just try it on, see how you feel. Feels pretty good. Hope you believe possible that this can happen to you. It can, I assure you, it will. If you do the work, now let's take it up one more level. And I want you all to say it out loud. So on three, say something in one, whatever your affirmation is. I choose to be perfectly confident. Okay, everyone together. I choose to be perfectly confident. Now pay attention to the people around you who said that really loud and strong. Keep your eye on them because those are the brave souls who are really going to get the most from this workshop. And you can be one of those. You can always, if you didn't say it loud, it's not too late. It's never too late. And also the fact is we can't make you perfectly confident without your willingness and participation. And that's our sole purpose for the rest of this workshop. Now I want to tell you a story. You've experienced this a little bit. You'll find this interesting, I hope. This is the ever saw of someone who chose to be confident, just like you just did. And it was before I even knew such a thing was possible. High school, I had a friend named Justin Toe. He was pretty much everybody's friend, actually. He was kind of funny, I suppose, smart enough, a fairly average guy, and definitely a nerd that there's anything wrong with if that's what you want to be. But one day, Justin decided he didn't want that for himself anymore. He even had the audacity, like foolishness, to announce, I decided that I'm going to be cool, he proclaimed out of the blue one day. And you can imagine how the rest of us, high school students, we didn't exactly tear him down, but we certainly didn't build him up. We laughed at his declaration. Didn't believe it. We didn't believe it. How could this dweeb we had known for years instantly transform into a cool kid? Do you know how long our doubt in him lasted? There was nothing we could do about it. It was irresistible. He stood up straighter and taller. His voice brimmed with confidence. He spoke and laughed as if he was perfectly unaware or didn't give a hoot who was listening. It was a solid fact. Justin Toth was cool, and the change a few minutes ago, each of you began a similar transition. Justin Toth effect upon yourself. And over the next day or two and the weeks and months that follow, your progress will continue until you become as cool and confident. It's time for action again. Let's take it up to one more level. don't have a lot of time, so we're going to keep incrementally stretching your comfort zones over and over. We'll take small steps to make it as comfortable. So please stand up, everyone. And when I say go, to the people next to you, all around you, actually, and one by one, introduce yourself, something like, hi, I'm Sean, or whatever your name is. I choose confidence, or I choose to be confident, or I am perfectly confident. Okay, ready? That carry on for a minute. Prepare them better for a little extra. Then bring them back. How'd that feel? Was it fun? I hope so. Was it a little uncomfortable? That's okay. It just means you're going to have a fabulous, life-changing experience during this workshop. For some of you, it's probably totally a breeze. Easy, not even a stretch at all. And that's, we'll eventually catch up with your comfort zone boundaries. It'd come true. By the way, you're going to hear a lot of little stories during this workshop because stories reach you on so many levels and they align with the ways your brain processes and assimilates information in so many ways that along with the firsthand experience and stretches you'll also get, how exciting. Stories are the most effective way. So when I start sharing a story, you will know that there's an epiphany. And if you like to solve puzzles and mysteries, then go ahead and see if you can figure out what that point of the story is before. And if you figure it out quickly, see if you can find a secondary lesson buried in there, because most of these stories have at least. Okay, so epiphany number one was, do you remember? Confidence is, and you all just made that choice. Continue making that choice throughout the seminar, beyond, as often as you need it, until it goes. Here comes epiphany number two. Tell a story of beautiful and stuff. Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful girl with long blonde hair, which she kept styled to perfection. Her bright blue eyes were surrounded by long dark lashes and set in a perfectly oval face. Her perfect red lips made all the boys want to kiss them, and her perfection continued all the way down to her little toe with graceful curves, clear skin, toned muscles, the healthy glow of youth. Me, she thought as she walked, wondering if anyone had noticed her knobby knees and hoping her discomfort and insecurity. The fact is, the way we usually think about confidence in our culture is think that it's we gain it because or some external thing. I could tell you similar stories about rich people who don't have confidence, people, popular, famous people who are miserable, you know, and not confident. So epiphany number two, confidence internal. It's not, and yet we think it's external, and even when we know that, you know, we still have these measuring sticks. And we're like, oh, if only I was rich or popular, or had that job or drove that car, or, you know, whatever it is. We always compare ourselves and we measure ourselves. That's a horrible way to live. And you know it is. So why do you do it? Because everyone else is doing it in seminar yet. Don't worry. Let's say, and we'll go through all that and point out, you know, those things aren't totally invalid. Like if someone's looking at you because they think you have pretty eyes, that's a little confidence booster. That's great. And maybe someone is really attractive and they're really confident. But their confidence in that case, I guarantee does not come. It comes from somewhere deeper. It's the only place it can happen. It doesn't work anywhere else. You can't compensate core decision, that choice, that thorough perception that you're confident, that you're good enough by anything else. Anyway, so we go through a bunch of those and steps to help. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't realize it, it's very good news because externals like looks and money and popularity are fickle and they're often difficult, if not impossible, to obtain for everybody. When you lack a strong, but the internal, once you know how, you can design it however you want in your quality of life and your confidence to do and live and be. I guess point number three is point out this pattern. Did you notice the pattern that we're going through? You learn something, you think or you know something, you say it out loud or you express yourself, you do some action, and the end result is that you be. It means to have it deep. And those other steps, that's how we get there, because we have to retrain your brain, your heart, you know, your habit. Okay, number four, did it feel uncomfortable to say, you know, good things about yourself? I'll push some people's comfort zone and ask them to stand up and sing a solo, you know, make them uncomfortable just so they can notice this resistance that they are rejecting the fact that it's okay for them to act this confidently. And then we'll talk about the subconscious and how your conscious mind loves learning, but your subconscious doesn't. It loves survival. Change, and it resists it. As you make these changes and these stretches, it's going to be uncomfortable because your subconscious is making it uncomfortable. It doesn't like it. But the cool news about this is great news actually, because your subconscious eventually will accept whatever you repeatedly put into it, as long as you do it the right way. We'll talk about that. And once it gets in there, then it won't want to change its mind and see it any other way. So once you've designed your subconscious thoughts, you know, your foundation, then it will defend that, defend your confidence as fiercely as it's resisting it. Then point number five, we say, let's talk about some of the ways that are Some are external, some are kind of in between, some are rather intrinsic that also give you value that can help boost your confidence. The choice is the main thing, give you the benefit of all these boosts. So we'll help people identify their intrinsic values, their traits. Tell a story about, like, I went for a run up a long trail early July, and it was hot and it was sunny, and it would have been miserable except there was this cool breeze blowing off the lake and off the valley. And, you know, life is hard. So you have a friend, their life is hard. They don't need you to be perfect for them. All they need is a cool breeze. And if you're, you know, loyal or funny or, you know, you care or helpful, whatever your good traits are, that's a cool breeze. And that makes you very valuable and makes their life better. So learn to, you know, the brain's going to get in the way of this. So let's help it. We'll explore your subconscious story about your identity and who you are. And then we get to I think we're on where we teach people to come from their heart and take their awareness there instead. And this really overrides everything else. It washes away the need for all this thinking and all this processing. It bypasses all the fears, all the doubts. It takes you to learn how to be there. So about how to be there. Talk about their environment, you know, the people around them. Are they supportive or not? Are you projecting, you know, what do they think of you? What do you think they think of you? What about your home? Is it clean, et cetera? Factor. And then several other good points. Number 10, I call it mind your own business. Ignore other people's, in the first place, you don't know what they are. We'll talk about thinking distortions, by the way. In the second place, doesn't matter. You have no control over it. So control what you can and be oblivious. I've got a little story about that one. Once upon a time, Randy, a redheaded, freckle-faced seventh grader, hurried through the junior high school halls to his chess club meeting. He was short and scrawny, and the only sign of adolescence was the face. "Hey, Mark," he said as he hurried past the school's alpha male athlete. Mark half tried to ignore him, but gave him a quick nod. "Hey, Cheryl," he greeted the head cheerleader, who smiled and waved. Some of her friends rolled their eyes as if to ask why she even paid attention to such a social zero. Didn't mind. In fact, she kind of preferred Randy's company to the way most boys blushed and turned everything awkward by their shyness around her. Pop quiz. Is Randy confident, or is he just oblivious to the social conventions that would bar any contact between him and people so obviously out of his league? Let them answer that a little bit, and the answer really is both. In fact, confidence and ignoring prestige, boundaries, whatever, are kind of the same thing, because confidence lets you transcend those rules because you follow a more exalted set of rules. Such thing as leagues, unless you're bowling. And who cares about, and we're all on the same team. You know, we're all on the same team. Everybody wants you to win. They need you to win. They want you to be happy because that influences their world for the better. Talk about fear. We'll put that up with resistance. It was designed to help you, to mobilize you. Blood pressure sharpens your wits, everything, burst of energy, you get to spend however you want. And studies show if you know that, then it lifts you, it empowers you. But if you don't know that, it paralyzes or paralyzes you instead. This is called the freeze response. Key in when you feel that pressure, that nervousness, turn it on your superhero. And then trial and error, failure doesn't matter, doesn't define you. Now the fact that you would try, that's what defines you much better. Points, karma, treat others with respect, and you'll learn how to treat yourself. It'll come back to you. Power beyond yourself. Self is an instant fix. No, you learn how to love yourself and have automatic instant calm. Anyway, there's